Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-92. The toll-free line, it is the Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, as always, lots to talk about here, but what I want to start out with tonight was to ask you, what do you expect to have in regards to privacy? What sort of, in today's day and age, in the 21st century, what kind of expectations to privacy do you have today? That's my question. I'm going to get into the reason why I'm asking the question, but the question is there for you. 800-259-9231. The reason why I ask is because obviously we live in this world now where information travels in a microsecond. And I can have a video up on YouTube literally within seconds of finishing the recording. So it's so easy to pass information around. It's almost unstoppable, right? If somebody decides to set information in motion, there's very little that can be done, especially once it's put out there into the realm of the internet. You put that information out, and somebody else can snatch it up, and they can put it out somewhere else, and you no longer have control of it, right?
Right. You know, just what's happening in the music industry is a perfect example. I don't care how many laws you have in place protecting the intellectual property that is music. It's all over. People are trading it for free.
This I'm specifically, and you're right about that, talking about personal privacy. So thinking about all of it, what kind of expectations do you have? What happened was, what prompted this conversation, was that there's somebody who calls the show from time to time. His name's Dave Ridley. And Dave does YouTube videos here in New Hampshire. And Dave's an activist. He's a Free State Project member. He moved to New Hampshire a few years back as part of the Free State Project in order to be an activist for liberty here in New Hampshire. And one of the ways he's chosen to engage in activism is by creating his own YouTube channel, RidleyReport.com, and he films pretty much daily, at least a number of times per week, probably at least five times a week. He puts up videos on RidleyReport.com, which is his YouTube channel. He's got over 1,000, I think he's got a few thousand subscribers now. I haven't looked in a little while, but he's got a lot of people that'll watch, and he puts up reports that are usually about New Hampshire liberty activists doing their thing, whether it's political or civil disobedience. He's, wherever he is, if there's something going on he feels he need to report on, he will. Sometimes he'll even do reports on national politics and issues, things like that. So it's kind of all over the board. And what happened was he reported on a forum post today.
Okay.
Okay, so he turned somebody's forum post into a news report. And the forum post was about something we've been covering here on Free Talk Live over the past few weeks, the Brian Travis story where his wife had a dozen horses stolen from her. And so what Dave was reporting on was a forum post.
By the government.
The government stole her horses. Thanks, you're right. We should point that out. The government stole a dozen of this woman's horses, and one of the other Free Staters, another individual who moved up here for liberty, posted something on a forum very critical of the Travises and how they were taking care of their, or rather not taking care of their horses. So it was basically her observations and her opinions from being an outsider observer watching what has been going on with the Travises having their horses taken from them and being very critical. You know, essentially saying that these horses, she believed, were actually significantly underweight and that there was something wrong with it, and kind of taking the side of the state and what they had done. Not necessarily, though.
Not necessarily. I mean, one can say that the horses weren't being as well taken care of as one would like, but still, no, I don't think anyone can support the way the state went about
handling
the horses.
Yeah,
They didn't contact the Travises about this, fear or whatever. They didn't send any pieces of paper, which they normally do. They've sealed the file. There's no public inquiry to this. It's very weird.
I don't want to put words in her mouth. I don't have her forum post in front of me, but that's what Dave's video was about. It was about her forum post as essentially being a dissenting individual in this case and saying, hey, maybe we should take a closer look at these horses. Maybe not all is as it seemed. That's what she was saying. That's what Dave was reporting on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she goes and she posts, and her forum name is Friday over at NH3.com. So Friday posts a very upset post, essentially excoriating Dave Ridley, who's basically a newsman. Dave Ridley does news video reporting here in New Hampshire. She basically excoriates him for, and I do have this post in front of me, she says that Dave didn't make the slightest effort to contact me, asking my permission to make me the star of that video. He used my real full name without my permission, despite the fact that I choose to use a pseudonym online. He also identified me as a former Libertarian Party official, while failing to mention I'm no longer associated with the LP in any way.
Well, that's kind of what that means.
And, well, I guess you could still be associated with the LP, but not be an official.
All right.
Anyway, she says that she says he'd approached me and asked me if I would do a Make the Move video for him in the past, and then he used the image of a video that she had consented to make with Dave in the past. He used a freeze frame of that same video to talk about her in this new video, which is a common occurrence in news broadcasters.
Right.
It's called B-roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called B-roll. And so she's complaining about all these things. She's saying she's disappointed. She's quitting the forum over it. So it's obviously very, very upsetting to her. And I feel like, well, I want to know, Mark, how do you feel about this? I mean, being presented with the information you've just been presented with, do you feel like Sandy's overreacting here, or Friday is overreacting? But
well, let's assume that all the information that you've given me is correct. I don't know anything about this scenario.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would, the only coaching that I would have for Dave on this one, the only place that I see that he might have overstepped any bounds is to reveal the pseudonym, the person behind the pseudonym.
But she actually says, and I didn't read the full post here, she says in her post that she goes to no effort to hide her true identity, which is true. People who have been around long enough on this forum, people who read the posts, mm-hmm. will be able to tell what her real name is. Anybody that's been to the public events that the Free State Project puts on has met this individual, and they probably know who
they
she
would
is.
Know, that doesn't mean they would know that she was Friday.
It doesn't
matter.
It does. If you are around long enough, you will know these things. And she says she doesn't make any effort to hide it. So what I think needs to
be
said here.
The only thing I have to say.
Right. What I think needs to be said from the position of doing a talk show. So we're not newsmen. We're talk show hosts.
Commentators.
But from the position of doing a talk show, we've read people's forum posts on the air in the past, if they're particularly interesting or worthy of reading on this radio show. We've read them. And never once have I even considered private messaging someone to say, hey, just wanted to ask your permission to read a forum post that you made on a public internet forum.
It is public.
So
the reading of the post isn't the issue. It's the revealing of the person's identity that's the issue.
Well, that's why I want to ask people, what kind of expectations do you have for privacy in today's world? Because if you don't want somebody to talk about you, then you shouldn't tell anybody your real name, and you shouldn't go out in public. You certainly shouldn't engage in politics, as this lady has done. And I have nothing against her. I think she's a fine lady. I've met her. I like her.
Seems nice to meet you.
I just feel like she's overreacting a little bit in this case. Because you have to earn privacy. You have to work toward it. Having privacy and having your privacy respected means that you just need to keep as much private as you possibly can in today's world.
The place that you're coming from is as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host who has, your name is out there. You're not doing the show under some kind of, well, I guess you are doing it under a pseudonym for your last name, but nobody even knows your last name. It's basically Ian and Mark on the air. So, you pretty much are you out on the airwaves. Whereas this person isn't used to that level of exposure. I'm not saying that she's been harmed. I'm just saying that if one wants to not make waves while one is making news posts, perhaps that's a bit of coaching for the future.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but I also could, to defend Dave Ridley here, the newsman.
And I'm not attacking him.
If news is about freshness, and I believe that it is,
yep.
Then asking somebody's permission to use a public forum post or their name, which is publicly known, seems like a little bureaucratic hurdle that's completely unnecessary. I want to know how you feel. Did Dave Ridley go overboard? What do you expect for privacy today? Would you be upset if somebody put a YouTube video up about you? It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about privacy and public forums, and we've got one of our own. It's the Free Talk Live BBS, and there are over 450,000 publicly made posts. If you go to the Free Talk Live BBS, you are and post on it, you are consenting to having your post used in whatever way anybody decides to use your post. If we want to read it on the air, if somebody wants to copy it and put it on their blog, if somebody wants to turn it into a news media report, you've consented to that by putting it out publicly. And that's what we're talking about here. I want to know what your expectations to privacy are. Of course, you can also call in about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, Free Talk Live's BBS is bbs.freetalklive.com.
And if you have unused kids' clothes or baby stuff, you can go to 2small4me.com. It's the numeral 2 and the numeral 4, 2small4me.com. And you can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items in your home, save money by grabbing donated items, take advantage of the coupons and freebies that they have there. It's easy to use. My wife's put some stuff up there. It's 2small4me.com.
So we are living in a world today, a 21st century world, where information travels quickly.
In a world where information travels quickly.
And if you put it online, it could be anyone's.
It's true. You put something online, if you give it to just one other person, it is out of your hands at that point.
Loose lips sink ships.
And, I mean, we've been talking earlier this week about these teens that are sending nude pictures online. If you send it to your boyfriend, there's a good chance he'll send it to someone else. So, same thing with the internet. Anything that you put on, as soon as someone else sees it, they can grab it and they can copy it and they can put it somewhere else. Okay, so it's not safe. Even if you've got what they call copyright on the images or whatever it is you're putting online, it's not going to keep those things from happening. And certainly when you post on public places like forums, on comments, on newspaper articles, comments on blogs, you publicly post ideas and your thoughts, especially if it's tied to you, if it's tied to your name, if people know who you are and they know what you've posted, can you really act surprised?
Well,
can you act surprised if somebody decides to report on what it is you're doing online publicly?
Now, I haven't read, I'm not familiar with this particular situation, but I do have, like, I don't know, I guess I stand in a certain area of righteousness, like I'm a little indignant about people that don't use their real names online, because if you're going to say something, it seems to me you should be backing it up.
Okay.
You know, like that's kind of how I feel.
Yes, but if one is online, one has the ability to use a pseudonym. Yeah,
and I can understand why some people do it. I just, you know, for me, it seems wrong for me.
If you're online posting under a pseudonym and people don't know who you are, well, then you have some level of privacy.
Right. And often what the anonymity gives people, and I'm not talking about this particular instance because I don't know, but often what anonymity gives people
courage.
Courage. You know, it's like standing behind steel bars and taunting a bully.
But if people know who you are, should you be surprised if your words, whatever it is you're posting, whatever it is you're putting out there, are utilized in a way you weren't necessarily expecting? Should you be upset about it? So being surprised is one thing. Being upset about it, I guess, is really my question. What do you expect for privacy today? What do you expect that you haven't earned, that you haven't worked toward? It's 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Timothy in New York. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Timothy, New York, going once. Timothy in New York, going there to...
Yes?
You are on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, hip-hop. What's going on in the hip-hop community?
You did? Okay.
Yeah. What's the deal with the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation?
So Chris Brown and the Rihanna? Is this the woman who was beaten?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? Is that your question?
I'm not real in touch with, pop culture, but I believe that there was a altercation between Mr. Brown and Rihanna, and that she decided that she wanted to forgive him and that they're back together.
That's good. People should engage in forgiveness.
Happy little story.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, if you keep getting beaten, should you continue to stay with that person?
Seems like there's a line. I think that I think mercy and forgiveness are very human qualities and should be engaged in. So I'm not so ready to say the shame on shame. If you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But fool me five times, yeah, shame on me. I'd like to be the guy in this world that I'd prefer to be the one that gets duped by forgiving somebody than the one that doesn't have relationships by never being forgiving. because people are going to do bad things.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's okay to hit people. I don't think it's okay, especially to hit girls. But I also think that if you're going to learn that lesson in life, that probably, you know, in your youth is when you're going to learn it. So,
speaking of forgiveness, I think that in the case of what we opened the show with, the story about people doing news reports on people's forum posts on the internet, I think that forgiveness could be utilized in that case as well. I think that the individual who got very upset about her publicly made forum post should be forgiven for being upset about it, and I think that the gentleman who made the news report about it should be forgiven for doing it without asking for permission.
I would assume that these adults would do that.
I would hope so, but I still want to know, what do people expect today?
Right.
Because I think that
the internet is changing privacy. There's no doubt about it. The information age is changing privacy, so therefore our expectations of privacy need to be different, and you know, people need to be prepared for that.
Let's talk to Jimmy in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Jimmy, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about, I know I heard some news that about a blood drive at the Warren Central High School in Indianapolis.
Okay.
You know, that they had the blood drive, and 15 of the students were HIV positive.
Okay. How would one know this information?
Okay. How one would know this is somebody that works at the company that does the urine tests.
Uh-huh.
But with HEPA, you know, it's all a violation. Everybody wants to be hush-hush anonymous.
Sure.
You know,
I think that that's in this instance that's a good thing.
Okay, but I kind of disagree with whether that's a good thing or not, because what about the other kids in the other families that live in the school district and their kids are going to school with these kids and they're going to the prom and everybody knows what happens after the prom?
It's
going to be one big mess.
Don't you think that people have a certain that people should have a certain expectation of not getting the best service when they're taking welfare?
Well, sure.
Okay. Well, what is public school but middle-class welfare?
Right.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm confused, I guess, Jimmy, as to the point of what you're getting at here. Are you saying
the point
that...
is that I would, if I had a teenager that was in that high school, I would be furious that this is what's going on.
Wait, you'd be furious that there are people with HIV, or that the fact has been revealed, or the allegation, I guess, that people have HIV?
I guess it would be that it's. I guess when it gets into the bigger communities like Carmel and Fishers and, you know, where the rich people live, then it becomes an epidemic and they'll take care of it.
I don't really understand. I want to bring you back because I really don't understand what you're getting at, but I want to find out. So hang on. More with Jimmy here in moments. 800-259-9231. What is he upset about? I still have yet to figure that part out. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary salt palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. So enjoy those, including the archives. Got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free. At freetalklive.com, the Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free. Plus, the IHS is going to cover your meals and your housing. Now, you do need to be of college age to attend. These seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Head over to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. Deadline to register is March 31st, so you better get on this. libertarianseminars.com. As we continue, going back to Jimmy here, talking about privacy, my question is, what do you expect in this 21st century age of information? What kind of privacy do you expect today? Now, Jimmy, you had called in, and are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. You called in to talk about a situation in regards to some government school where you live that there apparently was revealed that 15 out of the full class or one class of students, 15 out of 100 kids or something like that had HIV. And what I'm confused about is what your issue is. Are you saying that it's bad that they revealed that 15 people have HIV when that information was supposed to be kept private? Or are you saying that it's an outrage that this amount of people has HIV? What is it you're getting at?
Okay, I guess what my point would be is if you have this information, but it's not been made public, you know, What do you do with this information? Do you just ignore this information, or?
Well, wait. What you're saying is it was made public, is that right?
No, I'm saying it was not made public.
So how did you find out that there are 15 people allegedly with HIV?
Because because I know somebody that works at a place that was involved with the
So test. Someone who works there told you, hey, you know, this is the info, and you're saying that should be made public.
I believe it should.
Are you saying that each individual should be named, or just the fact that, hey, 15 out of 100 have HIV?
I think that would be more acceptable.
Which is, when you say that,
know
you mean...
That the 15, or, you know, the percentage, what the percentage is, that way we can deal with this. That way our kids can know that...
How is that going to help you deal with anything? Knowing that information, how is that going to help you deal?
You can get your kid out of school. I mean, get your kid out of government school. I personally am of the opinion that you're going to get the worst education.
We're talking about HIV.
Wait. No, we're not. We're talking about these welfare schools they call public.
Why are you bringing the welfare facet into this?
Because this information would have never gotten into play if it wasn't for the fact that we're talking about a public school.
But Warren Central is one of the schools that a lot of the people send their kids to instead of the public schools.
I don't understand. Hold on a second. Both of you, I'm confused between the two of you here, and I want to make sure I can straighten this out. Mm-hmm. He's saying, Jimmy on the phone is saying, put this information out there. Tell us, not who the names are, but tell us that 15% of the kids at this school have HIV so we can do something. And then you're, Mark, saying, well, take them out of public school as though they have a smaller chance of encountering someone with HIV in a private school or in their private life. What my question is, Jimmy, for you, not you, Mark, but Jimmy, what will knowing that 15% of kids have HIV do for you?
It may play a part in whether or not my daughter agrees to have sex with somebody.
Really? Are you telling me that your daughter would have just gone around and had sex with whoever she wanted to and just presume that everybody was clean? Why would knowing that number do anything to change how cautious one was about engaging in sexual activity?
Because I think they have no problem teaching in the schools sexual, you know, the sex education classes and stuff. And so they're going to prepare these kids, but... For sex, and they want to put condoms in the bathrooms and do these types of things, then I think if sex is going to be a part of the syllabus, then they need to put out the information of what's going on in the sexual community of that school.
Look, I don't care if they do testing and 0% have HIV. There's still a chance that whoever it is your daughter encounters could have, A, picked up HIV since the tests were done, B, could have had HIV and they didn't get tested or they don't go to that school or whatever. What I'm trying to tell you here is that knowing that information shouldn't change anybody's behavior. You should already be cautious. And one of the things that they're teaching is that people have HIV, so be careful, kids. Now, look, this is where the welfare discussion, I think, should come in that I don't think that your kids should be going to – I don't think there should be government-run schools. I think that you as a parent should be able to choose what kind of schools your kids go to. You should keep the money that you earn and decide for yourself where to send your kids to school. That way that you can have them taught whatever kind of sexual curriculum you want them to be taught, or none at all, whatever it is that you're looking for as a parent. But what they are teaching is that people have sexually transmitted diseases, including things like HIV, and that kids should be careful about those sorts of things. Is that a bad thing to be telling kids?
No. So do you think that we should just, with this information, just... not do anything with it?
I don't know what you can do with it.
There's nothing that... Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
Nothing.
You have a piece of information that is valueless. It's a piece of trivia. It doesn't matter if it's 15%, 20%, 5%, or 2% of people that have HIV. You should still be cautious. I thank you, Jimmy, for the call tonight. You should still be cautious and very careful with sexual activity. Sex can be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. But it can also be dangerous. So you need to treat it that way. Sort of like shooting. You know, shooting things can be fun.
Guns. Handguns.
Oh, yeah, shooting a crossbow, I'm sure, would be fun, too. Shooting things at targets is fun. But the things you're using to shoot, guns and crossbows and that sort of thing, can be very dangerous. So learn about them and learn how to use them. Same thing with sex. Learn about sex and learn how to be cautious about it. Learn how to be careful. Go and get your own testing done before you have a sex with another partner. If you want to be the ultimate and safe.
I don't think very many people are doing that.
But I understand that. But so just saying, well, 15% of the kids in this school have HIV is not going to do anything to change anything. It's not going to make kids less horny, I'll tell you that.
The best advice is only have sex with blood donors.
1-800-259-9231. You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, afraid so.
So
I've given blood every day, or not every day, every year. I'm more than a gallon donor.
Let's continue and talk to Rod, listening to WFLA in Florida. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, it took me, I'll bet you, 4+ years to get my phone number out of the phone book.
Really?
I got it out of the phone book, and ironically, last night I went online, and I checked out some stuff, and they got a history on me with 6 different addresses where I live. They actually have a phone number there. They have a place on there where I can pay $40 and it'll be off of the internet for 2.5 years, and I guess you have to pay somebody again.
That sounds like a scam. I don't see how anybody could guarantee you that they could wipe your name and information off the internet.
I understand that right. Because all of that information that was there was the same information that was there prior to me having my phone number taken off.
Yep. It's once and it's out there, man.
Here's the issue.
Okay, what is it?
If you go to the DMV and you get your driver's license, that's public information.
Well, yeah, unless you tell them otherwise, that's right. The DMV in Florida specifically will sell your info, and as soon as you get a driver's license, you start getting advertisements in your mailbox.
But you don't put your phone number on for them.
Hopefully you don't, and that's just
then,
it.
And then again, if you buy a home, you didn't have your phone yet, so how did you even get your phone number?
They have their
compiling
ways.
Information. I don't know.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. If you give anything out to anybody and you don't know what their privacy policy is, and who does these days, just presume if you give your information out to somebody, it'll be used. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit TubeNatural.com and order today. TubeNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TubeNatural.com. That's TobeNatural.com. TubeNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features we give away. Now, if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get more radio stations on board with the program, bring more internet listeners to Free Talk Live, and thereby expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and you want perks like the AmpliLink call-in line, chat room, forum, and more, go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternative options. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com.
And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, and they're huge advocates for liberty over there. Jason Osborne, the president, helps the show in so many ways. SACL CAI, you can help them by going to their banner at freetalklive.com, clicking on it, and if you've got a business, use them to do your accounts receivable. SACL CAI.
You call about what you want. We talked to Steve in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Hello, Steve. Steve, you are on the air. Steve, going once. Didn't fall asleep, did you? Steve, going twice. All right, we are going to try instead. Let's go to John listening to WFTL in Florida. John, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Just super. John, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been having a recurring dream that I need you guys to help me with.
We'll do our best.
Okay. I'm 5 years old, and I'm living in my old apartment with my family and whatever.
Okay.
And for some reason, I'm a superhero. And, like, there's no real reason that I should believe I'm a superhero. It's just I'm a superhero. Like, It's one of those things you know.
Are you wearing a cape?
Why wouldn't one believe that?
No, but I have Batman's utility belt. I have a Batman's utility belt, which makes it kind of known that I'm a superhero.
Got it. Five-year-old Batman utility belt dreaming. Got it.
My friend is with me, okay? And I've been kind of figuring out who my supervillain is for, like, the longest time. And my friend's with me, and he asks me to reach over and get a book off the shelf. Then he hits me over the head and knocks me out. I wake up, and turns out my sister is the ringleader of the whole shit thing. And she's got me tied up, suspended over a vat of deadly fruit. Now, when I say deadly fruit, I mean the fruit is, like, alive.
Right, with teeth.
Have mouths.
Yeah.
For some reason. It's, like, out of a little twisted Super Nintendo game.
Yes, and they want to chomp off your five-year-old parts.
Basically, yes.
Got it.
And she's, of course, got my utility belt, because Lord knows that's what happened to Adam West and Burt Ward every week. And then I wake up, and this happens about four times a week.
Wow.
So, fellas, am I losing my mind, or am I a superhero and my sister's a supervillain? Help me out.
You're losing your mind.
I love this call. This is great. Now is it always the same every single time, or does the threat change? Is it always the same vat of angry fruit?
Now, here's the thing. There are two versions of this. One is the one that I just told you about. The second one, I'm the age that I am now, which will remain nameless.
Okay. Are you in your 20s?
Yes.
Okay.
That much I can tell you. And I'm in my bedroom that I have now, and my other friend is with me, and then he asks me to reach for something, and then he hits me over the head. And then,
man,
I'm suspended over the vat of deadly fruit, and my sister's the ringleader. So what is going on?
Oh, you're looking for an analysis of this dream. You want to know what it actually means?
Yes. And you guys are the best people I know for this.
Why?
I'm sure there are people you could pay who could, like, give you a good story.
Right. Somebody will tell you a story. And whatever information you get out of that story is as useful as what we'll tell you.
Well, before we go on, what was your relationship like, or what is it like? What was it like when you were a kid, and what is it like today with your sister, since she seems to be the primary element here?
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I had really bad asthma. And my sister used to think it was funny to bring her friends over or have my friends come in and, when I'm not looking, scare the producers out of me to the point where I start hyperventilating.
Oh, my.
And
she may be a little bit evil, your sister.
Just recently, in the past about 3 years, we've been getting along much better.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that the friend who's in the five-year-old version of the dream, I haven't seen since I was about five. The friend who is the one who's taken me out for her in the older dream, I'm not getting along with right now. So
I'm going to go with it means nothing, and you had an interesting relationship with your sister, and she's pervading your dreams because you had some traumatic experiences. That's what I'm going with. Mark, your thoughts?
I really don't have any analysis that's different.
I say it's a dream. Have fun with it. See if you can maybe... have you ever become lucid in any of these, or is it just something you recall after you wake up?
I know I'm dreaming, but I can't really influence everything. Like, I know I'm going to turn around. I know I'm going to get hit on the head. And then I'm like, oh, I'm above the deadly fruit. Yay.
Now, do you normally wake up after you are strung up above the angry fruit? Do you ever end up dropping into the angry vat?
No, let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever seen the old 60s show, Batman show?
Yes.
It's like one of those things where, like, we're going to leave him alone and
tune in next
he won't escape the thing. Yeah. And then wake up.
Wow. I don't know, man.
I had a dream the night before last that I was drowning a rat. I don't think it means anything either.
When did these dreams start?
About a year ago.
About a year ago. And you're saying you're having it four times per week?
Yeah.
I'm not a dream expert. There may be a radio show out there called The Dream Doctor. I don't know if he's still out there.
There is no significance to your dreams. You are not important in the universe.
What?
You
are not. What do you mean by that?
You are a bit of protoplasm moving around on the surface of a mid-sized planet in front of a relatively small star.
You are
insignificant.
I think you're more important than you realize, and I don't know if that means your dreams mean anything.
No, they don't.
I think it's just something you should have fun with. And I think it's do your best to try to control it. I don't know how you can do it, but man, it's frustrating. I guess the most frustrating part about it, and thank you for the call. I guess the most frustrating part is that you're getting the same dream over and over again.
I can see how that would be frustrating.
Like, I would want to do my best to change that so I could move on. Like, let's move this plot along. What's going to happen next?
And what are some of the ways that someone can influence their dreams? I've heard people suggest that if you are thinking of certain things before you go to bed, that may help influence your dreams. Certainly, it's my understanding that the day's events, the things that you experience during the day, can many times factor into your dreams at night. But perhaps if you make a concerted effort to focus on what you would like to dream about, I don't know how well it's going to work, but if it gets it to play out one time through, maybe you can play through the scenario and it'd be over.
If you're having the same problem over and over again, it would seem like you could then apply things like being able to direct your dreams and that sort of thing. So I think it's great advice. I know that it can be done. I've managed to do it on a few limited instances.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you may break the cycle.
I mean, at least it's not nightmarish. It didn't sound like the most horrific dream, although certainly knowing the inevitable, your friend is going to clock you over the head as you're reaching for the book, that can be kind of a dread feeling. I could imagine like that feeling of, oh boy, I know what's coming. There's that feeling, and then you get clocked over the head. But certainly doesn't seem to be the worst dream one could have in a recurring sequence. 800-259-9231. But what the hell do we know? We're just talk show hosts. Maybe you know a thing or two about dreams, or at least you fancy yourself as a dream expert, and you'd like to take your take, or share your take, rather, on John's dream. You're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Curtis in Florida, listening to WFLA. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live. Curtis is gone. Okay, let's try Jim in New Hampshire. Jim, listening to WGIR. Are you there, sir? Jim, New Hampshire, going once. Jim in New Hampshire, going twice. Okay, we'll just put Jim back on hold. Maybe he'll show up. So, more to talk about here coming up. We do have news stories. Of course, the show is about your phone call. So, if you dial in, we go to you. You talk about whatever you want. Maybe you've got some ideas for John, for Jim. We've had all kinds of Johns, actually. Maybe you've got an idea for John as far as what his dream is all about. Or maybe you want to go back to the first topic that we brought up at the beginning of the hour. Because nobody's really answered it yet. My question is, what do you expect as far as privacy is concerned in this day and age where somebody can take your photo, put it up on a blog, and then who knows how many people could see that and copy it and paste it? Somebody might take a blog post of yours and turn it into a news story. We could take a blog post of yours and read it on the radio. We could read your website name, your home address. I mean, all kinds of information can get out there today. I'm not saying we would do that. But we have taken people's internet posts and read them before. Is there something wrong with that? What do you think? What do you expect? Hour 2 is coming up.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.